Why must you engage in this very stern and confrontational speech? I find it unpleasant, even intimidating. It does not sound spiritual and soothing at all. Now look, listen, my friend. When in spirituality you seek symptomatic relief and the continuation of your material condition under more pleasant circumstances, then yes, all of this is very bitter. You seek not the cure for the root of your disease. You resist the removal of subject parasites from the body of your awareness. You seek neither truth nor freedom, not release from the bondage of your conditioning. You simply hope to alleviate the unpleasant side effects of your morbid condition, all the while fueling, nurturing the root of your suffering. So this is not a path providing you with pillows to pad you from the impacts of reality. Not a path of sugar-coated spirit slop to help you make feel a little bit better. Not a path where you find a master for your mascot, an enabler for your delusions. Simply a path that is straight and true. That's all. End of story. Because there's a limit to how far you want to entertain all of those cute stories when at the end of the day they fly in the face of the realities of life. For as long as you maintain the framing where it's all about you, all the insights, all the meditations, the teachers, the experiences, simply to enhance you, you are going nowhere at all. You are simply watching and licking holograms at the starting line. Because that very framing, in and of itself, is entirely antagonistic, diametrically opposed to the cognitive evolution beyond separation into unification of all that is, into release from conditions. You trying to take all this to tweak and modulate to revive your ailing and fracturing core, held together by parasitic fibers filled with the excrement of subject contamination. Yet the tree of life is ever shedding, purging parasites, nurturing symbiotic integration. With all of that said, with this line of presentation, the removal of sugar coatings, the revealing of the bitter edge, I am extremely aware that it will repel 1,000 and perhaps with one it will resonate. I too have no needs for parasites latching on to any of this, trying to siphon energy, misappropriate, divert all of this into their selfish purposes. I'm not here for your wise and smiling sadhu plush toy. I'm not a be here now happy going with the flow encore. Not a populist teacher filtering out the facts of reality, dishing out only what the ears of the masses wish to hear. If you're looking for any of that, then please go away to the marketplace. Those are all a dime a dozen and they will make for much more pleasant accessories into the continuation of your conditioned existence. I am not at all a pleasant prop to your illusions. I will call it when I see it, when the time comes, and your bubbles will be popping like the waves of the ocean crashing on the shore. This here is the path afterburner to catalyze and expedite your journey beyond conditions. It is as it is. All things are what they are, raw and true. Take it or leave it. I don't really care.